All right, some music from the Rainmakers to get us going this morning for Feed the Resistance. Yeah. The song is called Government Cheese from their debut album, and we ain't going to eat no government cheese this morning. Dee's got the beer. I've got the food. We are ready to feed the resistance. Good morning.
Good morning. And for the record, government cheese did not taste that bad. No, I've had it a few times in my life.
It really did. But the reason we're not going to eat government cheese this morning is because we got a special guest in the studio with us this morning. Becca Carpenter, the communications manager for River Food Pantry, is here. First of all, welcome, Becca.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I played government cheese because one of the myths about a food pantry is that you only get the basics there. That's all you can get there. Your family's going to eat macaroni and cheese out of a box and canned
lima
soup.
Beans.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that's all you're going to get. And that's not the case. And we want to talk about that a bit. But let's start with you. Just kind of give us an overview of the River Food Pantry. What's the mission of the River?
The River Food Pantry is actually the busiest food pantry in South Central Wisconsin. We serve over 1,000 households every week. And those numbers have just been growing throughout the pandemic. So our mission is to provide food resources and faith to build a stronger community. And what that means is that we provide free groceries for curbside pickup or delivery now. We have freshly prepared to-go meals, and we also provide mobile lunches to children and families in low-income neighborhoods.
So there's lots of different ways that you're accomplishing those goals. What's the best way for me as just a regular person to help you accomplish those goals?
There's a couple different ways. We're always in need of volunteers. And the cool thing about the River Food Pantry is that you don't have to commit to coming in every single week multiple times a month. You can come in and try it once and see how it goes and try different opportunities. We have a whole variety, so you can help in our market, with distributing groceries, you can help prepare the meals, and you can help distribute the lunches to kids in their own neighborhoods. So volunteering is a huge need. We also love when people help us out with food drives. We just started a virtual food drive opportunity. So you or your organization can start a virtual food drive or do the old-fashioned food drive where you get a barrel from the river and help fill it up. Also, we're always appreciative of monetary donations. 95 cents of every dollar donated goes directly to the people who we serve.
And right now, you've got a special program going on with that. Tell me about, and I always get the name of this wrong, so you tell me the name of this program that's going on right now.
It's called Match Madness. All month long, throughout the month of March, all donations will be doubled by a generous anonymous donor, up to $25,000. So that means that people can help feed twice the people in need. And kind of a bonus to that is that if we reach the $25,000, our team at the River is going to color our hair.
And I got permission from my wife last night. I can do the same.
You did?
Yes.
What color?
I got permission. We haven't decided on that yet, so if you guys want to pick a color for me, you can do that.
If
we hit it, if we hit the goal, I will color my hair, and we'll post a picture of that alongside of all you guys
as
well.
So. Yeah, it's just a fun way to celebrate like a big win for our community.
All right, so we can go online to make that donation, riverfoodpantry.org.
Yes.
I've also got that linked up on the Resistance website, altmad.com, so you can link from there to get to that as well. Started this conversation by saying that the River offers more than just the basics.
Mm-hmm.
One of those things that you do is the to-go meals, mm-hmm. the fam meals. What's being served this week for the fam meal?
Okay, so FAM stands for Family at Home Meals. It's the curbside to-go program that we started during the pandemic because we had to shut down our on-site community meal program. And so throughout this week, we are serving meatloaf or ham steak. We always have two options.
Okay.
And it smelled so good at the River.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So I decided in honor of that for Feed the Resistance today, I was going to do a little take on meatloaf. And this is the thing. First of all, I realized that I'm not very artistic.
It's okay.
So this did not come out as artistic as it's supposed to be. But this is the thing that's going to get your kid to eat meatloaf.
Oh, heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Made meatloaf cupcakes.
And I was delighted when I saw them. I was so excited.
So basically, what it is your basic meatloaf recipe. I actually combined a couple different meatloaf recipes, put into a cupcake tin, and then the frosting on top is mashed potatoes, and the sprinkles on top of that is chives.
Brilliant.
And there is a creamy surprise in the middle for you if we're eating this hot.
Gotcha.
Of course, we're not. We're eating it cold because you both said, oh, yeah, cold meatloaf is great.
Yes.
The creamy surprise in the middle is cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
A hunk of string cheese right in the middle. So let's go ahead. Oh, wait. Before we take a taste of this, what are we pairing this with today?
We're pairing this with Lake Louie Brewing. This is Mood Milk Stout.
Okay.
I thought, you know, meatloaf was one of those ultimate comfort foods. So let's try it with a comfort beer. And milk stout will definitely do that for you. You're going to want to make sure that you let this warm up a little bit. Don't drink it right out of the fridge.
Okay.
Because a lot of those warm tones are going to open up as it warms up.
Okay. And Beck is going back to work after this. So,
yeah.
Beck, you're just having milk. That's what we're telling your boss. You're just having
milk.
That milk stout.
Yeah.
You're having milk. So let's try these things together and see how they taste.
Instead of a fork, can I just eat it like
you
a
can
cupcake?
Just eat it like a cupcake if you would like. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic. Yeah.
And it is so fun. Having the meatloaf as a cupcake.
That is awesome.
And the beer, again, is the Lake Louie Milk Stout.
Oh my gosh, that is so good.
And it goes so well together. And Dee will explain why it goes well together, because you're so good at that. I just love listening to you talk about beer.
Yeah, well, with meats, you're going to want a darker beer to go with it anyway. It just tends to bring out whatever the spices are, but also the warmness of the flavors in the meat will come out as you get those bolder flavors in the beer, if that makes sense.
That makes total sense
okay.
to me. All right. Becca is here again from the River Food Pantry. One more time, where do we go to learn of opportunities to help out the river?
Just go on over to riverfoodpantry.org.
Riverfoodpantry.org. That is simple. We've also got that linked up from the Resistance website, altmad.com. We eat, we drink, we feed the resistance. Every Friday morning, right about this time, on Madison's Alternative, 106.7, The Resistance.